Last night, I had the privilege of visiting an old friend. It was a privilege of visiting an old friend from long ago. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Last night, I had the privilege of visiting an old friend from a long time ago. My old friend's name is Charlotte, and Charlotte was a friend that I had known over many, many years. Her husband had been a friend of mine for an eternity, and he will be a friend of mine throughout eternity, as she is. But my visit with Charlotte last night was serendipitously done. For in it, I visited her as her husband was telling me about their life together. And as he told me about their life together, I recalled my talks with her and my letters with her and my friendly time spent with her. I would write to him and ask how things are going in his world and think about how wonderful he had been as a friend and how I knew him all his life. And he never wrote back. But his wife did, his wife Charlotte. And Charlotte and I became very wonderful friends, and she told me all about what her husband and her family meant to her. She told me how every moment that she could be with her husband was like a moment spent in bliss for her. Because the time that they had together was a time when he would say how wonderful she was. He said it often in so many ways because his work kept him very busy. But whenever he would stop and come in and be with her, or whenever they would do something together, he would say, I like being with you. Oh, they'd have their arguments, and they'd have their fallouts, and they'd have their get at one another, but they were always deeply in love, deeply and wonderfully caring about one another. And Charlotte said, I could always tell Doug was unhappy about something, and I would come back with an answer, and he would say to me, oh, sure, sure, sure. And he would try to belittle the answer and try to say, but no, that's not so. And I would just say, come on, Doug, we can do that. And little by little, the big problems that were being faced were not so little. They finally built a very lovely home, which Doug lives in alone today. And that home was built with careful handwork. Much that Doug did in preparing the logs and preparing the timbers and preparing the concrete and preparing the fireplace, preparing. But Doug remembered how he prepared for all these things. Well, Charlotte and her writing to me and in her caring and her sharing said she would sit in their home and she would look at the beautiful cathedral ceiling made so lovingly by her husband, and her heart would just burst over with joy because he cared about their relationship together and their being together. And the two of them would sit in their home together and they would enjoy it. Well, they oftentimes would go to Mexico, and Doug would say how his trips across the country were so joyous when his wife was along with him, and how they spent time meditating and traveling together. And though he spoke about the problems and he spoke about a few of the difficulties that life brought into the world, and he spoke about how other people were doing things that were not really beautiful and joyous, his own life was almost 100% beautiful and joyous because he lived the good life. He lived the happy life. He and his wife were a team. Now, later, he went to Mexico without her. And I said to her, "You know, Cheryl, you ought to go along with him." And she says, "Yes, I enjoy going with him, but I don't really like to spend my evenings there in Mexico where I don't know anyone, and he is off on his fishing adventures or his tripping adventures or his going to various places that I don't understand, and it doesn't make me happy." And I said, "Well, do you still love him?" "Oh my, yes," she said. "I love him very much." And I said, "Well, why don't you just think he and I are always doing things that we mutually find enjoyable and wonderful?" And she says, "Well, you know, this is what I've been telling him." She says, "Be long before you even mentioned this. This is what I've been telling him." And I said, "Well, what did he say to you?" He said, "Yes, that's true. That's true. But he had some sort of a demanding drive in him that made him want to go on these fishing ventures and made him want to go on these journeys and made him want to always be on the go." "Well, what about you, Charlotte? Did you always want to be on the go too?" "Well, I never thought of myself as being on the go." I said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "Well, I always thought of myself of being in the presence of my husband, my man, the person that I love with all my heart and all my soul and all my being. And I always feel I'm in his presence and that I love him so much and I know how much he loves me that my life is already fulfilled. I really have nothing more to search for, nothing more to look for." "Well, have you told him this?" I said. "Oh, we talked about it, but he doesn't oftentimes hear it because he finds oftentimes the problems of the world so overwhelming to him and his inability to do anything about it. And he thinks, what can we do about the world and how it is going through all of its trembles?" And I said, "Well, you know, Charlotte, every one of us has to look at the world through our own eyes. And Charlotte, do you look at Doug through your eyes and see him as the most beautiful person in the world?" "Oh, yes," she said. And as she wrote these letters and as she said these things, I thought to myself, what a marvelous lady. And then I thought, yes, what a marvelous lady. How many people in this world have marriages from which they feel they have to fulfill some sort of mission in that marriage? They have a marriage to life, a marriage to the relationships of the world. They have a marriage in the outer. I said to Doug, "Was Charlotte happy?" "Oh, yes." And I said, "I agree, she was happy." Charlotte lived in her own world, and in her world, she found good everywhere. I said, "You know, Doug, Charlotte's a lot like my mother. She's a lot like my mother, always looking around at happy things." Doug said, "Well, his mother and my mother were buddies. They were doing things together all the time." And I said, "Yes, that's true. That's true." "Well," I said, "Charlotte was incapacitated and unable to do things as much as she'd like to do it. So Charlotte had to do everything in her mind, and she did it in her mind. But her greatest gift in her mind was that everyone she met felt that they had just spent time with an angel. Everyone that she talked to felt that she had given them some gift, intangible. No way could they put their finger on it, but just being in her presence made their life feel richer and fuller and more beautiful. And as we talked, Doug said, Charlotte was that way. She could be with people, and every person that we met, every person we talked to, all the people in our world, in her world, thought she was the greatest lady ever to be. And I said, well, Doug, she had the most wonderful husband in the world. We don't always understand what role we play. We don't always understand who we are. But in our talk last night, Doug mentioned all of these things about his wife. He mentioned all the things about the times that they had spent together and the precious moments that they were before she moved on, and how much it meant to her and how much it meant to him for them to be together. Now, it's time for him to move on. He has these glorious memories to be a foundation for a continuance of the life that he lives. And it's time for her to move on too, to be released, and to let the memory be gone and build new memories. And it's impossible for us to build new memories when we hold on to old memories, because we destroy each new memory that we enter into. Each new relationship becomes a relationship of needing to be released, needing to be enjoyed, participated in, and then released and moved on, with no turning back, no looking back to the memories of the past, the experiences of the past. His glorious relationship to his wife is a masterpiece of love, and it will always be. But now it's time to release it and go on to new masterpieces of love. New masterpieces of love and friendships that are unimaginable today. But tomorrow, when the friendship has moved on to its next experience, he will look on and say, my life has been filled with powerful, joyful, wonderful memories and joyful friendships, joyful relationships. And I will now have only joyful relationships because I let go of those things, those ideas, those thoughts that are limiting in the world. And I open my eyes to look past all of the appearances in the world that cause me to feel a bit of anger and unhappiness. And I look past those just as the master teacher looked past them, just as my mother and father looked past my own limitations as I was growing up and saw the me that was so fantastic. When Doug is ready to say that, when you and I are ready to say that, we are ready to have a life filled with a peace that passeth all understanding. A life that's filled with love that far exceeds anything we have ever known. And we are ready to let go of the past. And the past means one second ago. And we're ready to live in the now, in this wonderful, dynamic, powerful area of now, which is so beautiful, so powerful, so magnificent, that nothing can account for it, nothing can compare to it, we can say nothing about it, because it is so wonderful. It is beyond description. I live in that awareness now. for I knew Charlotte, and she lives in me as a love example. I knew my mother, and she lives in me as a love example. And I knew Doug's mother, she still lives in me as a love example too. And I know Doug, and I know his family, his sister and his brothers. And I know their children, and I know their world. And all I see in their world is a world of absolute goodness, absolute joy, where each looks to find the peace that passeth all understanding. Each looks to find the joy that life is. Doug spent 3 hours sharing with me last night. Oh, we digressed onto movies and we digressed onto other topics, but always we came back to his wonderful memory of his wife, his wonderful memory of the life that he has had, his wonderful memory not of the problems that life threw at him or throws at other people, but how that beautiful angel lived in his life and how he now lives as an expression of that angel to everyone else on earth. Indeed, he lived with the Christ. He lived with an angel. And now, each thought he thinks about everyone in his world, everyone who is doing good things or silly things, and he looks past their thought, and he blesses them, and he says, I see you with the peace that passeth all understanding. And if I be lifted up, I lift up all the world unto me. So this day, let's join Doug, and let's join ourselves, and let's join the world. As we lift up our thoughts to our highest and best, and as we find good in everyone, as Charlotte always did and does, and as we always do and are. My friends, last night was a treasure for me that I will never forget. But it is also a beacon to me, reminding me of the Charlottes in my life, reminding me that I have only begun to live in the world of peace and harmony and goodness that I have built by my thought. Let the thoughts of my mind and the words of my heart be acceptable in the sight of immortality, eternity, and goodness. For such is the wish of the Master in each of us, especially in me. Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you for sharing with me. I love you. I love you. I love you.